All right, Terry James is joining us. He is the news director for our sister station, WJBC. Glad to have you joining us. We want to talk to you because right now at Normal Community High School, the kids didn't show up for the first hour, and it is apparently a protest. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, just about 100 students outside. What they're doing is they're traveling around the school. They have signs. They are really well organized. I've covered other student walkouts before. These students have signs. They're chanting, "We're students, united, we'll never be divided." And, you know, as I interview them, JD and Faith, the thing that I'm hearing is they don't want to be judged by a score. They're saying too much time out of their day is being taken to have the teachers teach them to a test instead of the material that they may need for college and to go on to get jobs. They just feel somewhat offended that a test score is going to be what totally represents them.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that them standing behind this shows that the growth of our students as they come into adults and the knowledge that they've gained over all of this. This is basically because they've been getting issued another test called the PARC test, right? This isn't just your PSAEs or anything like that. This is, would be like the third test that they would have to take this year, correct?
No, and for people that don't know what the PARC test is, this is supposed to be a way to truly examine whether the teachers are teaching what meets called Common Core standards. This is a set of standards now that are being developed across the country to say, you need to know this in math. You need to know this in science. You need to know this in reading. School districts used to have more room to develop what they thought was important for their students in their area to know. Now it's kind of all coming under one envelope. And the students, there's so many standardized tests they take. They say this is not one that they need.
And for so many different types of learning, you know, abilities for students and the way they learn and how they learn, I would say that this might be quite frustrating for a number of students.
Well, it is an 11-hour test phase.
Oh, my gosh!
They're taking it in four-hour segments. So this is going to take several days. And, in fact, I heard from one parent earlier this week that they've been spending the past 2 weeks just learning how to take this test. They've been going away from their regular schoolwork just to learn how to take a test.
Is it really taking them anywhere? Think about it. If you take a test that long, you start filling in the holes, you know, because you just get bored.
Well, this is a computer test, and it's not being done as an A, B, C, D type of thing. It goes for comprehension and understanding the material. But listen, the state of Illinois has been on their teachers hard the past few years, the past several years, saying, are you meeting the standards that we need? The problem is we do have students going to community college who are taking remedial classes because they don't know the material. Students graduating in other areas of the state not knowing how to read. That's the concern that brought up this Common Core idea and the PARC testing.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in and giving us an update. The kids are protesting this, if you were wondering. That's why they're holding the signs outside of Normal Community High School and Normal West as well today. Thanks, Terry.
You bet.